From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 17th day of January, 2010, on this Sunday edition. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have open phones as well later in the broadcast, later in the second half hour into the second hour of the broadcast. I'll go ahead and give you that toll-free number, but again, we're not opening the phones up for about 30 minutes. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Here are the stacks of news I have in front of me. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you about what's happening in Haiti. It's a true tragedy. I myself have given to several charities that already were in Haiti and have also sent a bunch of our old shoes to a program and also some new shoes we bought to the Haitians. I would caution people against giving to United Way and American Red Cross because they've been caught in Oklahoma City and 9/11 and other events, keeping most of the money for themselves and giving it to anti-gun control groups. The London Guardian tried to distort what Rush Limbaugh was saying. You know, I'm not a big fan of Rush Limbaugh, fake conservative on most issues, but they distorted what he had to say, saying, oh, Limbaugh says don't give to the Haitians. That's not actually what he said if you read the article and listen to the clip. He said, oh, yeah, American Red Cross may give it to somebody else, which they do. And so I do think you should give to the Haitians. This is a disaster of biblical proportions, but you need to be careful about who you give to. And throughout the week, as we did last week, I'll give you some examples of what we think are some better charities. But basically charities that have been in Haiti or in Latin America or in the Caribbean, charities have a proven track record of actually helping people. That's who you should give to. But things are so bad there that they're reporting that, well, here's the CNN headline, security concerns cause doctors to leave hospitals and quake victims. That's out today. I mean, it's so bad. It's so road warrior there, complete collapse. I mean, watching footage of a helicopter trying to come in to drop off aid and thousands rushing in trying to get it and children, men and women lined up begging for meager amounts of food given to them by the UN and Argentinian UN peacekeepers, and then the majority of them going hungry and children fighting over cardboard boxes. It is truly nightmarish. So we need to be praying for the folks there in Haiti, obviously, as well. But there's plenty of aid available. It's getting the aid into the country. And there's a lot of course, complaints that the military and the UN aren't getting it to them quick enough. Folks, government can't and won't protect you. It's never able to. That's why we always talk about being prepared, being self-sufficient. That's your job. So that when disaster strikes, you're able to take care of yourself, your neighbors, your friends, and your family. Obviously, Haiti, the poorest country in this hemisphere, poorest country in the Americas, from Alaska down to Chile, there's nowhere in North America, Central America, or South America, or the Caribbean as poor as Haiti. So it couldn't have happened to it couldn't have happened to a worse nation. I mean, it just absolutely the perfect storm of humanitarian disaster. So you're welcome to call in about Haiti if you want. Obviously, 1,000 times worse than Katrina. I mean, this is just a human tragedy of incalculable proportions. You're welcome to call in about it, but I've got a bunch of other news I'm going to be covering after the break. Obviously, you've all heard Pat Robertson say that they made a deal with the devil, so they're being cursed. Asinine. Those children don't deserve what has happened to them, regardless if you believe the fables. But even worse is Danny Glover saying global warming did this. I mean, what a fraud. Even if you believe man-made global warming, it has nothing to do, the atmosphere has nothing to do with tectonic plates and volcanoes and what's happening in the mantle and the crust. And the core of the earth. All right, coming up, the establishment of the Council of Governors, a Bush-era idea being carried out by Obama. You talk about Big Brother, martial law, police state. This is it.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, the 17th day of January, 2010. Here is the news in my stacks we'll be covering today. Obviously, what's going on in Haiti, this human tragedy of incalculable, horrendous magnitude. We will also be getting into Cass Sunstein, one of the top czars in the Obama administration. This is the guy who heads up the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. He interprets federal implementation of laws and regulations. He has been saying that he wants to ban free speech. Yeah, we're going to read his quotes. He's been saying ban the Second Amendment outright. He said infiltrate, quote, conspiracy groups. Anyone that questions the government, anyone that questions official dogma in any way needs to be basically arrested. Either the 90-year-old Justice John Paul Stevens or Ruth Bader Ginsburg are scheduled the next year or two, both have been making noises about leaving the court. And he tried to bring Sunstein up to take the place that Sotomayor got. But instead, she got it. And so this guy could be the Supreme Court justice, the next associate justice. I mean, it's really hard to believe he actually has written all these white papers and given these speeches. Thursday and Friday, we played clips of him, video clips, audio clips. We read from white papers he has written. Like this one. This is University of Chicago Law School Law Economic Research paper series, paper number 387. And this was put out a year and a half ago, Cass R. Sunstein. And you read this, it's like some type of absurdist 1984 satire, but it's really, really happening. So we're going to look at the type of tyrants in the Obama administration, and it's mainly the left. I learned about this not from the controlled right, Fox News. I learned about it from the Village Voice, from Raw Story, and others calling him a fascist. And, I mean, that's really what he is. I mean, openly says we're going to ban free speech and we're going to decide what you can and can't say, and the conspiracy theories, which, again, he lists things like global warming not being man-made. That's a restable offense. He lists things like believing the government was involved in killing Kennedy. Over 90% in a CBS poll we have a link to. I guess they need to be arrested. He says criticizing the banks. I mean, questioning the official story of 9/11, which six of the 10 9/11 commission members and Farmer, one of their head lawyers, says there's a cover-up going on. I guess that's, I mean, as an American, you don't have a right to free speech. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. So that's coming up later in the broadcast, because then I found out he wants to take organs without consent. I mean, what next? I mean, is this guy, what's he have buried in his basement? I mean, it's like satire. It's like satire. It's hard to believe this is real. And then they just go on with a straight face and then tell those of us that don't want this tyranny or police state that we're the weird ones, we're the bad ones. I have MSNBC here doing a special documentary with Chris Matthews, and I held up Ecoscience written by John P. Holdren to him, where he talks about putting chemicals in the water to sterilize us and setting up a planetary dictatorship and one-child policies. And they said, Alex, this is so radical what you're saying. I'm not the one that said it. When Ted Turner says he wants to get rid of 90% of the useless eaters, that's a quote. I'm not the radical. He is. When Cass Sunstein says, arrest people for their free speech, I'm not the radical. I'm reading what he said. You know, when Danny Glover comes out and says the people of Haiti had this earthquake because of global warming, when no volcanologist, no climatologist, no one that studies geology or the earth would ever say that the atmosphere has anything to do with tectonic earthquakes, volcanoes, tsunamis. But doesn't matter. I'm the radical for disagreeing with Danny Glover that man-made global warming that's made up itself supposedly caused the earthquake. It's just as stupid as saying that the Haitians are cursed when Pat Robertson said it. Again, I see myself as the sane person. But again, I guess I'm weird. I don't agree with Pat Robertson or Danny Glover. And I don't agree with Ted Turner when he says he wants to set up a planetary government to get rid of at least 90% of the population, or Dr. Eric Pianka, University of Texas biology professor, saying he wants 90% of the population to die from airborne Ebola. And then I had the national media call me when that happened and said, oh, well, why are you radical? Why are you against this? I guess so. I guess I am the radical because I'm against 90% of people being killed. Again, that's why the mainstream media is losing all credibility, because they continue day after day, week after week, year after year, coming out with their extreme agendas and then telling us, those of us that are just normal people that want to be free and be left alone, that we've got the problem, trying to use peer pressure to control us, to make us capitulate to their entire program. Well, it's over. It's not happening anymore. So again, Cass Sunstein, the top White House regulatory czar, this lawyer, saying that he wants to get rid of free speech, restrict the internet, shut down free speech on the web, and much more. What's happening in Haiti? We're also going to get into Bankstergate. A lot of these politicians are in deep, deep trouble right now. A lot of these bankers and economists are in trouble. There's open talk of indicting and investigations to indict the current Treasury Secretary, Timmy Geithner, who was the New York Fed chief, who set the policy for AIG to make it secret who was getting the bailout money, namely his former boss at Goldman Sachs, then Treasury Secretary in 2008, Henry Paulson. And now Business Week reports Paulson asked to testify at AIG bailout hearing with Geithner. So that's certainly exciting. We have a powerful article up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo here. SEC engages in conspiracy with AIG to hide bailout evidence, and that's what Judge Napolitano called it earlier this week here on this show. Also, Obama's 10-year, $90 billion bank tax is a tiny fraction of what the banks have already stolen from the American people. And so it is putting a Band-Aid on an axe wound. So we'll be going over that. Just like last year, Obama signed an executive order saying, I'm going to block bonus money to the big banks. And people actually read the document. And what did it say? They actually read the executive order. It said, oh, all these big banks, well, they are exempt. They are exempt from this. So the real people doing the looting, engaged in the criminal looting, they're going to be left alone. There's been big new developments on the naked body scanners going in all the major airports. Now we learn they're already going in courthouses before the deadly underwear bomber popped up right on time. And more congressmen are fighting it. We also have a joke PSA we're going to air done by the CBC in Canada where they show the naked body scanners and really what they're actually doing. So that's coming up. Also have a stack of news here dealing with the hoaxes that have been imploding. Wall Street Journal, European snub vaccine and states cancel orders. And of course, as we've been telling you for the last few months, it's now mainstream news. The head of the EU's health board says it was all a premeditated fraud to bilk taxpayers and to sell a, quote, dangerous vaccine. So that is coming up as well. And the left is really waking up to Obama. Again, those still caught the fake left-right paradigm. Village Voice headline, George W. Obama, and it goes in to talk about how horrible Obama is. And I want to commend the so-called left for being quicker to wake up to Obama's fraud than the Republicans were to George Bush, the Patriot Act, launching all these wars, free speech zones, tripling the size of government. But I want to tell you now, Dick Armey, the mainline Republicans, Glenn Beck, they are going to betray you in the next year once they get control of the House and the Senate. But that's the dilemma. You don't have a choice. You've got to put them in there to block Obama. But as soon as Republicans then get a majority, when a Republican president gets in 3 years, then we'll have to try to get Democrats in to block them. So I guess the Founding Fathers were right. Gridlock, balkanization, the separation of powers in the government is the only thing keeping any semblance of liberty here. Because the Democrats and Republicans all work for the power elite, that is the leadership does, and literally want to set up this police state. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Again, thank you for joining us, spending some of your Sunday afternoon or evening with us, depending on what time zone you're tuning into across the globe. Might be the middle of the night or 5 a.m. in the morning. Again, thank you for joining us. Okay, here's our top story. I covered this some last week. Obama signed this, just 7 days ago, on January 11th, 2010. And I spent a few days reading over it, checking the U.S. code, checking the laws that it mentions, and it ties into Presidential Decision Directive 51, signed by Bush 3 years ago. And remember, Congress wanted to get the full Presidential Decision Directive and accompanying executive order, and Bush declared national security and wouldn't even let Homeland Security Committee, which is supposedly co-equal with the president, wouldn't even let them have access to it. Okay? But the cover sheet stated that for any emergency, including economic, anywhere in the world, that the executive is over the legislative and judicial, over the courts, over the Congress, which is unconstitutional. It's supposed to have separation of powers. The people aren't supposed to be divided, what the government always tries to do. The government's supposed to be divided so that you can't ever get a dictatorship. Well, this is what the founders said. This is what America is. It's why we love the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So President Bush signed this national security directive. And I want, for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to give folks a document cam shot of this. And it says, the continuity of government program will enhance the credibility of our national security posture and enable more rapid, effective response and recovery. And it goes on. The catastrophic emergency means any incident, regardless of location in the world, that results in extraordinary levels of mass casualties, damages, or disruption severely affecting the U.S. population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions. And under this, the president is over the governors, he's over the legislatures of the states, he's over the Congress, and Congress has no authority. And then Congress asked for the full secret document, and it's still classified to this day. Obama has continued breaking his promise of transparency and has not released the full text of this and other memorandum. Though connected into this is his new announcement. His new announcement. He is creating, with this executive order, order signed January 11th, 2010, with this new executive order titled Establishment of the Council of Governors, and this is an actual copy from the WhiteHouse.gov. I'll have my guys live on air Google Establishment of the Council of Governors executive order. We'll pull it up at WhiteHouse.gov for you, and it's a short order, and it says here in the document that they are taking the governors, the states, the police forces, everything under the control of NORTHCOM, that's the Pentagon, and Homeland Security. But don't worry, the states have their say. The president is going to appoint the 10 members, 5 governors from the Republican and 5 governors from the Democrats. Kind of like Bush called the 9/11 Commission independent when he appointed it, or Janet Reno appointed her own Waco investigation team. This would be like Hitler appointing his own Nuremberg judges. I mean, or Al Capone at his own court case doing that. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And there it is at WhiteHouse.gov, the executive order for anyone that wishes to see that for themselves. Separately, I have the RAND Corporation's plan here that they put out last year. And this plan, the Stability Police Force of the United States, justification, options for creating U.S. capabilities, this has already been implemented covertly in the last 15 years. But now they're just being open about it, and it has all the maps here of how Stability Police Force headquarters to run your local city. They have systems for medium-sized police forces, large police forces. They have the stability unit for small police units. Again, Communist Russia had this. Communist China has this. Russian news is freaking out saying America gets its own Politburo. And on the Richter scale of tyranny, this is about a 10. And it goes back because now all these conservative groups are going, oh, my gosh, it's martial law. Now, oh, my gosh, you know, Obama's having a big power grab. And yes, he is. But Obama is just the teleprompter reading minion or front man, just like Bush was. He's just better than Bush was at it. It is the system that's doing this. Big central banks threatened martial law in early October of 2008. We've had multiple congressmen on this show on record that they were threatened that martial law would be declared if the trillions, not 700 billion, but trillions of dollars, Bloomberg reports it's now 28 trillion total, 28 trillion, were not given to a handful of banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and just a few others who are now caught in all this secretive dealings, not letting the public know that they got most of the money. Itself a reported crime that they did this, but now Geithner, who was the head of the Fed that set the policy out of the New York branch, that's the main branch with the real power, he's saying he knows nothing about it, but he's being called up before Congress. So we've covered all this in great detail in past shows, but coming out, I've got my fourth police state film, haven't released one since 2002, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, comes out March 1st. The little secret that we've been producing that here, it's very powerful. And we go through all of this gradual de-evolution into classical tyranny. But the issue here, the overriding issue is we are under martial law right now. Martial law was threatened. PDD 51 puts it in place. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act that was passed bipartisanly by a Democrat Congress and a Republican president in 2007, and they reauthorized it in 2008, now 2009. They're doing 2010 now. And this is part of that Defense Authorization Act. This executive order dovetails and gets into the Defense Authorization Act of 2008. In fact, zoom in on that for people. This is bipartisan. All the distractions, all the Tea Party, balloons and confetti is a distraction. This is bipartisan tyranny at the highest levels. And the John Warren Defense Authorization Act states that Homeland Security and NORTHCOM are established to deal with insurrection in the states and insurrection by governors. You now see 33 governors are saying they may declare 10th Amendment powers and not go under all this unconstitutional federal control. So the globalist tacticians and theoreticians and social engineers knew the real legitimate threat would come under the 9th and 10th Amendment under law to all this unconstitutional garbage that's taking place. The Democrats howled and screamed about Bush setting this up and said, oh, he wants to be a dictator. Then Obama comes in, Republicans say, oh, he wants to be a dictator. No. It's the military-industrial complex controlled by the banks that Eisenhower warned us about that already has this power in place. And now we've released the press releases. We posted them. Last year, the CHIP Highway Police said, oh, yes, we work with the Marines all over the states running random checkpoints for DWI on citizens. You're not for drunk drivers, are you? PR. Oh, troops at the Kentucky Derby, the NFL, warrantless checkpoints with the Army and Marines in Tennessee. They're quietly getting everyone ready for this and testing what local governments will resist. But on record, the federal government is engaging in high treason, overthrowing states' rights. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is so huge, he's now creating a governor's council of puppets so he can say he controls the states.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
MSNBC is here making a documentary about tea parties. I should have thrown that out for listeners. They want to hear what people are joining tea parties or why people are obsessed with the tea parties. Well, the media has done that. They've tried to make it a right-wing issue. The tea parties themselves aren't just a Republican or right-wing thing, though they're being taken over by that. It was originally founded by Ron Paul supporters, real libertarians, constitutionalists that are against the war, against the police state. Everything Obama is continuing. Here's the toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And I'm now going to rapid fire go to your calls. I already got into the new executive order establishing this puppet council of 10 governors that supposedly represent the states. So Obama can then say he speaks for the states and openly says they're merging Homeland Security with police and military at the local level. I mean, talk about unconstitutional. But again, it's continuing from Bush, flawless integration, just different rhetoric to make people think there's been a change. But Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president in the last 100 years in his first year in office, and it's plunging even faster. Will he stage a terror attack or a crisis like other presidents have done? Will he launch a new war? Will they expand the financial implosion to get more power? This is what politicians and tyrants do. 888-201-2244. Let's talk to Dustin in Oregon. You're on the air worldwide, Dustin.
Yes, Alex, thanks for having me on. I'm calling to let you and the world know that there's a beta test going on here in Oregon. It's measures 66 and 67, also known as House Bills 2649 and 3405.
Is that to tax you by the mile in your car?
It's to tax to make up for estimated loss in budget for state and federal programs.
Yeah, I know those
for being threatened for our utility and public services.
Yes, there, carbon taxes, driving by the mile, everyone is to be taxed to pay off the giant debt created by the banks, and the people have got to say no.
Yeah, absolutely. They've put out a bunch of rhetoric already saying that we're going to lose, health, education, public safety, all these programs basically would be threatened.
That's what they do. Just like Nigeria or something where 90% of its budget is debt. The government just expands and expands and expands, and then says we've got to have more taxes or we won't give you essential services. The old trick is over 50 years old, where cities would waste all the money but then not fill potholes or get radios in police cars and then say, oh, the police are going to not go to work unless you give us more money. It's part of the government holding us hostage.
Absolutely. They're also saying that public job rate would raise, which would say they say that it's going to add 25,000 new public employees.
Yeah, almost all the new jobs are government. I appreciate your call. Great points, Dustin. Excellent points. It is unbelievable. Government is exploding in size, raising every tax you can imagine, and they're not going to stop until we stop them. And how do we do that? Because they ignore what the people want. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Minnesota. Scott, you're on the air.
Hi. You get me. I was listening to the Matrix of Evil, and you were saying something about how the counties and stuff need to separate on their own. And I would just like to nominate Mr. Ventura for something here in Rice County, Minnesota. I know cops and Marines and criminals. And we're in Mexico Town in Northfield. Jesse James tried to rob a bank here, and Jesse, he was the first person I voted for.
Scott, I got to let you go. Your phone's just too bad. I can't really understand you. I think you're talking about my film Matrix of Evil, where I came up with a plan in 2002 to have cities, counties, and states declare that they will follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and their state constitutions and make a pledge against the Patriot Act. 800-plus cities and towns did it. More than 4 states did it. And that's what I was talking about there. But, yes, take over your local communities lawfully and legally so the feds can't come in and raise taxes to steal your money to give it to offshore banks. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Dallas. Joe in Dallas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I was calling about I actually got one of my articles posted on your site in the Footsteps of Our Forefathers, that article about George Washington. And I was reading through the comments on that thing, and a bunch of people are making the point, oh, Washington's a Mason, this, that, and the other, but that's not really the point. The point of that article is that basically collectivism like that has been funneled. It originates with the Illuminati, but the ideas come from antiquity. But basically the point is that the Illuminists used Masonry as a means of spreading their message initially, and not all Masons are evil, but I think, you know, people seem to miss that point.
No, I agree with you. And look, the reason I got into George Washington a few weeks ago is that I was talking about what a great, virtuous leader he was and how he turned down being king and he didn't want to be president. And he really was a good guy. And you have to look at the Bill of Rights and Constitution and ask yourself, do I want to live under this or this global corporate UN Copenhagen global tax system where private banks rule over us? You know, that's the choice. And then people take out of context his letters that are at the Library of Congress not understanding classical English and its prose, where he's writing letters fighting the Illuminati, scores of them, saying, no one is more satisfied than I of the fact that the Illuminati is operating within the United States. And they take that out of context and say, look, he's satisfied with the Illuminati, meaning he likes it. No, the next paragraph in the group letters, they didn't have email then. He was writing scores of them to prominent governors and others and members of the legislatures and of the Congress. The next line, and I'm going to do a whole show on these and show the letters. You look at the Library of Congress. Just go to Library of Congress, type in George Washington letters, Illuminati, and just scores of them come up, the actual scans. The next paragraph says there is no more wicked or evil or disgusting group than the Illuminati and their Jacobin allies in France. They had tried to overthrow the U.S. after the U.S. got sovereignty from Great Britain. They tried to come in and get George Washington to declare war on Canada and basically take over French Canada. And they tried to have insurrection in the U.S. to do that, and he was fighting them. So it's a lie to say George Washington was a member of the Illuminati. The general public doesn't even know that exists or is part of history, but here are his letters, when he was fighting the Illuminati. And then they say, well, there's statues of him in D.C., in these Masonic poses and all this stuff. Those were made hundreds of years in many cases after him. Was he a Mason? Yes. Are all Masons part of the New World Order? No. Do I like secret societies? No. Am I a Mason? No. But most Masons are trying to help the community. They're involved. And so the average cop who's a Mason out there, a lot of cops are Masons, a lot of firemen, they hear that and think that them collecting money for kids, you know, that we're saying they're bad. No. We're saying secret society out of Europe, known as the Illuminati, George Washington wrote about it, tried to take over Masonry and did to a great extent and are using it as a tool of dehumanization and enslavement. And we see Mason halls today pushing the police state, pushing microchips, pushing biometrically scanning children. So, yes. And so Masons need to be addressed with the facts so that they will expose what's happening in their own ranks. But if you falsely attack the Masons with disinfo, they will know it's disinfo, and then you will be discredited. Does that make your point that you're trying to make there?
Yes, sir. And I just wanted to add one other point there. If people will actually download that article, which I attached from my Scribe to get into the PDF, it's actually got hyperlinks to those letters you're talking about, so you can actually physically see the letters. And I know a lot of people these days have been so dumbed down they can't even read cursive handwriting anymore, but there's a transcript below it, so that way people can see for themselves the letters in their original context, click on the hyperlinks, and they go straight to those files.
I appreciate your call, but that's a double-edged sword. Not only is all these letters he wrote, scores of them, I mean, I quit reading after like 20 of them because they are hard to read. It's written in that longhand, beautiful cursive, but with the scans, it's hard to read. I'd always read about that in history books. Now I've actually read the letters. Number one, you've got the public believing there's no such thing as the Illuminati. Here's George Washington fighting it. So this proves the Illuminati, not just the fact that it's in the encyclopedia. But then separately, you've got people saying he's a member of the Illuminati when he was fighting it. There's a lot of evidence showing that they actually killed him, poisoned him. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break to take more of your phone calls. Then in the next hour, what's happening in Haiti, the latest on government health care. A White House official wants to restrict your free speech. You don't want to miss it.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings
fires burning, huge structures collapsing, had filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming.
Historic events.
Or conspiracies.
If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America
at conspiracyking.com.
Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to try to rocket through your calls. But I'm asking listeners, are you concerned about Cass Sunstein, who is Obama's head of information and regulatory affairs, one of the most powerful positions in the executive branch? He interprets the laws for executive implementation. Are you concerned about him openly saying, we have all his own papers, literally everything he's ever written and published at Harvard or at Chicago Law School, I mean in the last year or two, saying, we're going to take your guns. We're going to ban free speech. We're going to end freedom on the web. I mean, don't believe me. Just Google Cass Sunstein, net censor, and you'll get ABC News, CNN, you know, saying, oh, should he ban your free speech? And through cybersecurity, the cybersecurity chief last year resigned and said the NSA and Pentagon is taking over the web to censor it. They're building the systems to do it. I mean, this is really happening. I know it's surreal. I can't believe it. So that's coming up next hour and a lot of other issues we haven't gotten to yet. Healthcare is in deep trouble. They told you it was a foregone conclusion that it would pass. There was no way to stop it. They kind of buffaloed the public. Now it's in conference, and the Democrats are trying to back out at the last minute because they realize this is political suicide. So put the heat on them. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a member of We Are Change Austin, and we went to the Capitol for a nullification rally of socialized government health care yesterday. We tried to get Deborah Medina up on stage really hard, and they ended up just blasting country music until everybody left. So be on the lookout for some video of that. Also, totally unrelated. Aquaponics, I don't know if you've heard of this, but it's a closed cycle. You make a little ecosystem where you freshwater fish and raise vegetables at the same time.
Yes, I have heard of it. It can supply 50 billion people on the earth. It's a closed biosphere that just almost has no waste and is self-contained and self-renewing.
Yes,
anything else?
So maybe we can get you hooked up with a sponsor for an aquaponics system.
I've read about that science. I wasn't particularly aware of that name, but thank you. I appreciate the call, Mark. Okay, let's talk to Joshua. Thank you, Mark. Let's talk to Joshua in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about it. Seems like a lot of times within the Patriot and Truth movement, we're almost fighting ghosts, like the warrantless wiretapping. It's already implemented before they adopt it. And I'm thinking maybe perhaps we could take some preemptive legislative tactics. I'm thinking, can we start taking steps to pass state resolutions to go ahead and bar the use of private mercenary forces or groups?
Absolutely, and that's what the states are doing. Look, there have been a bunch of lawsuits by people that were illegally wiretapped under the Patriot Act, and federal judges throw it out under national security. So the problem is they admit they're using the Patriot Act in anything but terrorism. They're using it across the board, and the federal judges are so corrupt that it just continues. But think about how bad judges are now. Imagine Cass Sunstein, who's set to be the next Supreme Court justice, openly saying in free speech. I mean, how can you have a Supreme Court justice that doesn't even mince words? He says we can restrict your free speech if it's a conspiracy theory. And he will decide what a conspiracy theory is.
Completely unreal. It's pretty Orwellian, too. And I'm with We Are Change Florida. And some tactics we've been using to really put this point across is using a lot of sarcasm, just getting out in crowded areas with a bullhorn and just repeating, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, these type of things. And people are really responding well to that because...
Yeah, a lot of folks are going out and saying, naked body scanners are good. It's good the banks took $28 trillion. Do what the government says. It's good they're federalizing people. So you're doing this and it's successful.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, we go to UCF, we go to the University of Central Florida pretty often. We're going next Wednesday. We'll be there doing the same thing. And we always give out a few hundred. Last time we went, we gave out about 500 copies of Fall of the Republic. And all kind of people were interested in what's going on because we had the Democrats, there couldn't say a word of what we had to say. And then we had the college Republicans, and none of them could debate us on anything because everything we said was accurate.
Well, that's why the globalists are in trouble. That's why major magazines, newspapers, TV networks are here every week finding out about this radio show, because we are at the heart of what's going on. We are certainly not responsible for it. We are not, the main focus of it, but we are at the heart of it, right at the nexus point, and we can see what's happening. And so many people feel isolated because they're not known. A lot of people know what I look like now. And so everywhere I go, I get the positive feedback. I get my dinner bought in other cities, other states. I get piles of fan mail. And you go out, and you put out a message of liberty, and you're saying most people come up to you and agree with you. See, we are the majority. We are the common sense. We are the revolution against tyranny. I appreciate your call, Joshua. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ashley in Dallas. Ashley, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, listen, we're real similar on the standpoint with both Texans and both raised here in Texas. My family's been here for forever, basically. My family's had land here in Texas for 150 years. But I want to give you a list of names, and I want to get your response to this. Larry Silverstein, Richard Pearl, Ellie Fleischer, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Fife, Jules and Jeremy Corll, Rothschild, Nancy Pelosi, Michael Chertoff, on and on, Henry Kissinger, Michael Eisner, Steve Bornstein, NBC, ABC News, Sumner Redstone,
Cass Sunstein.
Yes, that's right.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, and I'm not being critical of you, Alex, because I follow you. You understand? I defend you, and I'm with you. You understand me? But
listen, Ashley, it's okay. I mean, hold on, Ashley. Nobody screened your call, right?
Nobody did.
Nobody did?
Nope.
Okay, so you're on the air. Go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Well, what do these people have in common?
Well, you're saying they're Jewish.
They're Zionists, Jews, and they're all heavily involved in both our government, our media, and 9/11. And we don't talk about that as a group. Why?
Well, again, an incredibly complex issue. There are a lot of people in government. And if we start sitting there and cherry picking, I mean, there are people that say Catholics run it all, and they can list thousands of Catholics in powerful positions of government. There's people that say Masons run it all and point out thousands of Masons in powerful positions of government. Or there are people that say Mormons run it all and point out all the Mormons, you know, 2% of the population in all these powerful positions. Clearly, my point is there's socialist Jews, there's conservative Jews, there's liberal Jews. I mean, are there groups of Jewish people that go to college, get into government, who are pushing tyranny? Absolutely. But I don't think sitting here and making it something that's all and only about Jews is healthy. I don't screen people's calls. We criticize Israel when they stage the attack on the USS Liberty, which has now been declassified, NSA transcripts. We were proven correct. I interviewed the admirals and the people on the ship and all of them. They tried to sink the ship to blame it on Egypt, a false flag event. Here's my other problem. I don't like a lot of things Israel does, but I also don't like the things, not the white supremacist. Everybody that criticizes Israel is not a white supremacist. And the media tries to, you know, put that idea out. I mean, Jimmy Carter did. But the issue here is they also exaggerate a lot. I mean, the Nazis and the Jews run it all crowd say, I'm Jewish and that I work for Israel, which is not true. So I've seen a lot of lies and particular nastiness and lies out of the groups that say that. And I see them make up a lot. Like they say Jones is a Jewish name and I'm Jewish and I'm not. But I have a Jewish guy works in my office. Love him to death. One of my favorite friends and employees. And he's not involved in some master conspiracy. Let me get this straight because I've said it before and get it wrong. My wife's grandfather was Jewish. Jewish farmers in Texas. Nice people. I mean, they're not running around with some evil plan. My wife is a Christian Protestant. People say my wife needs to basically be killed and she's this big Jewish agent and all this. So I'm not going to sit here and get into mass hatred of Jews. And I'm going to talk about the Federal Reserve being private and ruining our country and call for abolishing it. I'm going to call for auditing the Fed. I'm going to call for ending these wars. I'm going to call to stop foreign aid. I'm going to call to support free speech. And I'm going to expose tyranny. And I expose the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of it. And certainly the Rothschilds are Jewish and are at the very highest levels of the New World Order. So is the Vatican. But it's not just Jews or the Vatican or black people or this or that. It is powerful elites combined forces. I mean, the Aztecs were doing bad things. Were they run by Jews? This idea that only evil flows from Jews and there's only corruption from Jews is wrong. Okay, but I do expose the myriad crimes of Israel to great criticism. The ADL attacks me all the time. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in just 1 minute.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.